Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Franklin County OH Building Permits, What Residential Developers Need to Know. The Franklin County Building Department issues permits for 1, 2, and 3 family residential structures and associated development, while the state of Ohio handles commercial building permits under the 2019 Residential Code of Ohio. Real estate professionals in OH need to understand this local-state permitting split to avoid delays in residential transactions and development timelines in Franklin County. Verify permit requirements for residential projects at the Franklin County Building Department before closing or breaking ground. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Columbus Realtors break down the 5-6% commission standard for OH Pros. The Wilcutt Group explains that most real estate agents charge 5-6% of the home sale price, typically split between the buyer's and seller's agents, with negotiable rates. Understanding prevailing commission structures helps Ohio agents stay competitive and transparent when discussing fees with Columbus area clients. Review the Wilcutt Group's breakdown of commission structures at the source URL to benchmark your own pricing approach. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Franklin County Building Permits. Time update for OH developers. Building permits in Franklin County are issued 7 to 10 days after full plan approval for properties with public water and sewer access. Real estate professionals in OH can set accurate client expectations and project timelines when advising on Franklin County development deals. Review full permit requirements at the county portal before submitting plans. Ohio Real Estate Headlines. Columbus Building Permits. What OH Real Estate Pros Need to Know. A building permit authorizes contractors or homeowners to begin work described in project plans, with the process starting when an application and required plans are submitted for approval. Real estate professionals in OH need to understand permit timelines and requirements to accurately advise clients on project feasibility, closing schedules, and property improvement plans. Share the Columbus Permit Tracking Portal with clients preparing to buy, sell, or renovate. https://www.wbimbis.gov/business-development/get-a-permit, get, or track a building permit. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Franklin County OH Property Records Hub consolidates tax, parcel, and filing data. Franklin County offers a centralized online resource where residents and professionals can access information from multiple county offices on property taxes, parcel searches, real estate filings, and record searches. Real estate professionals in OH can streamline due diligence and client service by accessing unified property records, tax status, and filing history through a single county portal rather than visiting multiple offices. Bookmark http://franklincountyohio.gov/resident-services/property for faster property research in Franklin County transactions. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Ohio Real Estate Commission Rates and Flat Fee MLS Options for 2026. The source outlines that Ohio real estate commissions can reach 5.5-6%, while highlighting a flat fee MLS service as an alternative to potentially save sellers money. Ohio professionals should understand these prevailing commission ranges and emerging flat fee models to effectively advise clients on their listing options. Review the breakdown of commission structures and flat fee alternatives at the source URL. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Ohio commission rates edge above national average, new survey finds. A February 2026 survey found the average real estate commission in Ohio is 5.90%, slightly above the national average of 5.70%. For Ohio agents and brokers, this data point offers a benchmark for structuring competitive yet profitable commission strategies in local transactions. Review the full survey findings to position your commission structure within Ohio's market context. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Ohio Average Real Estate Commission Rate, What Pros Should Know. A new resource breaks down the average Ohio real estate commission rate and what sellers typically pay realtors when listing a home. Ohio agents and brokers can use this benchmark to competitively position their services and justify their value to prospective sellers. Review the commission data at the source link to inform your pricing conversations with Ohio clients. Ohio Real Estate Updates. Ohio Public Records Online Directory, new resource for property research. An online directory of Ohio public records is now available to help users locate official records statewide. Real estate professionals in Ohio can leverage this centralized resource to streamline due diligence, verify property ownership, and access critical records that inform transactions. Bookmark publicrecords.netronline.com/stateoh for quick access to Ohio public records during your next property deal. Ohio real estate updates. Ohio average realtor commission rates updated for 2026. A new resource breaks down what home sellers pay in real estate commission across Ohio and how they can reduce costs. Ohio agents need clear current commission benchmarks to educate sellers and remain competitive in pricing conversations. Review the 2026 Ohio commission data to align your fee structure with market expectations. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of OH cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it. Background and context. How redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some OH jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption rights states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period.